Okay, everybody, so let's continue the halachas of Avdola. Where he left off already last time. We started the inyonim of Tosefes Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. The inyonim of being Ma'acher, Tfilas Ma'ariv, in order that we yoytz to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. And we started Be'etzem Shaila, who's chayiv to hear Avdola, and when Beit Hashem, we're going to try to go through the inyonim of exactly how to perform the mitzvah of Avdola, with all the different inyonim of Chama Medina, the Kreis of Yayin, the smelling of the Besomim, and all the other inyonim Beit Hashem that go together with Havdola. So Lemaisa, as we mentioned last time, that the Chiv, again, Lefikama Rishonim is a Chiv min HaTorah. Havdola Lefikama Rishonim is Mamash a Chiv min HaTorah, is a Chiv in every single male over the age of 13 years old to hear Havdola. The shayla normally comes very, very shkir when people have kids that are of an age of chinuch. As we know, that chinuch starts in different ages, sometimes 6, sometimes 7, sometimes even younger than that. And the child needs to go to bed at a certain time. So the shayla is, A, do you have to keep him up for Avdola? It's a shayla from chinuch. B, if he doesn't have Avdola, do you have to go on Sunday morning and make Avdola again? In some schools in Chutzlars, like I know, they actually make Avdola every single Sunday morning as a chelik of the day. The person should start off Avdola. And the only shayla is, what do you do for breakfast? Which is going to be a shayla discussed today. If you didn't yet hear Avdola, it's main again. A guy goes to Kosovo, for example, on a Motzei Shabbos. For my, he doesn't manage to hear Avdola. He wants to walk back to yeshiva, get a taxi, a bus, whatever to yeshiva. He wants to stop off to get some food. Motzei Asa. It's an issa goal for a person to eat four Avdolas. We have to see. It maybe can be made on certain times. That we'll get to Beis Hashem. Women. Do women here have to hear Avdolas again? A lot of Rishonim. The mitzvah of Avdolah is the Oraisa. Just like every woman has to hear Kiddush, she also has to hear Avdolah. Exactly the same thing, right? She's chayiv in Zohar and Shoma. And Memela, as we said from the Bikor, from the Rambam of Hilchas Havdola, is a Sechira, therefore a woman is going to be Chayiv in Havdola, and that's the Psak Lahalocha Lemaisa. That rove women are Taka, going to be Chayiv in Havdola, just like the Chayiv in Shabbos, the Chayiv also to hear Havdola. Oba, there are persons that are Makel, sorry. Oh, the fire we're going to get to each one as we go on. We're going to start with the Avdola Be'etzem. The Meisa, the opposite in that hold, it's a mitzvah, our sages on Gromas, the Meisa, she's Potter. The Shulchan Aruch says that women are chayiv. Women are chayiv to Avdola like everybody else. Reish mi shecholik. And the Ramos says they don't make them by themselves. That's the reason why most of the women do not have a minute to make it by themselves. There aren't is enough nafkamina, for example, what happens if a man's not around, or a woman's by herself for Shabbos, or she hasn't got a husband, whatever it may be. So do we tell her to make the Havdola by herself? So Be'etzem, she can make the Havdola by herself, there's no Shaila Bechlal. But again, there's no Issa. A lot of women have this thing that there's an Issa for a woman to make Havdola, it's Nishta Zoy. But it's better to get a man, if she has a child, for example, to drink the wine. So she should make Havdola herself, and give the child the grape juice. That's much, much better. If she's got nobody around, she can be Makel, and Havdola, she should make the Havdola by herself. What about by the phone? So we mentioned already last time, that making Havdola the phone. So remember, we said yesterday there was a fellow that came to an Erev Shabbos, and he said his wife was leaving on a Motzei Shabbos, miyad, after Shabbos. So his shayla was, is his wife going to hear Avdola or not? So Lemaisa Bishas Atchak Godel, Rav Moshe says, then you are allowed to listen to Avdola on a telephone, or it's not a chadchila, it's a very, very big Shas Atchak, don't be saymich on that. Now, being yotze Avdola by somebody else, that this is basically what we all do on a Motzei Shabbos, is we listen to whoever it is that makes Avdola for us on a Motzei Shabbos. So Avdola, we have a klal called Tremei Ka'ina, which means if we're listening to Avdola, it's as if we're actually saying the Avdola itself. You must have kavanah to be yotze. It's very important. People come to Avdola, they're not even listening to words. You have to have kavanah to be yotze. It's Avdola, it's a shayla from the rice over here. You know, imagine when it comes to kriyas of Zeichar HaMolek. Can imagine everybody's busy, mamish, everybody when he's reading it, everybody knows that they Be'etzem should be reading it, or the Balkari is reading it. So everybody's mamish have a kavanah. The same thing by the shofar, same thing even by the Megillah, it's not even the Isa. Everybody's busy with the kavanah. Here, Avdolah is every single Motzei Shabbos. Here, bin HaTorah mamish, you have to have a kavanah when you hear Avdolah from somebody else. What about repeating Avdolah for somebody else? So we have a Yisoid, Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh LaZeh, so first place, all we learn from all over Shas, that Lemaisa Avo Bishayotze, you can be Moitzi. That means even if you made Avdolah, and then you come back to yeshiva and someone says, hey, can you make avdolah for me? You're allowed. You're allowed to make avdolah for somebody else, even if you yourself are yaitza, to make for somebody else. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazed tells us that we have to be worried about our fellow Jews that haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of avdolah, and therefore we should actually make avdolah for them, even though ourselves we've been yaitza. Yeah.
You made it.
Again, if you made avdolah and you come back to yeshiva and someone says, can you make me avdolah please? You're allowed. 100%. 100%.
What kavanah do you have when you're making it?
You'll be for somebody else.
I'm just being
myself. Yeah, being myself. I've already got my chiyuv. I've not been. It's a nafkamina. Again, it can be a nafkamina by me, right? My kids, for example, on a Moser Shabbos, depending on obviously the winter or the summer, is I'll go to bed early. The next morning, I'm going to make Abdullah. Now, I made everybody have Abdullah last night. But I can make for them without a shayla whatsoever. So where does the shayla come in? The shayla comes in repeating it for a woman. And that gets difficult. Because it's a machlekes, if a woman is taka chayiv, the raisa, the abonon, or chayiv bechlau, so it could be. The repeating for a woman is not so poshut. The Mishnah Berurah Meisadi Vavsekotan Lamed Vav brings the Magen Avraham that says Mebaldik could be a bracha levatola. You should not make it on behalf of women by itself. Therefore, the woman should make it herself. Okay. And I might say again, if you get stuck, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you know you go back chutzlos, whatever it is. Your father went away, and your mother's over there, and she wants to make a dollar, and you want to make it for her because you already heard it. So you have to know to make it only for her and not for yourself. If you've already heard, then it's better for her to make it by herself. Okay. Now we get to the real shyness. Doing malacha before Abdullah, right? Main again. Motzei Shabbos comes along. People like to smoke. People like to go into elevators. People like to do the switching on light, off light, all these sorts of things before they've heard Abdullah. What's the shayla? What's the shayla? Sorry? Oh, very good. So we mentioned yesterday there's two Abdullahs that we make, right? Starting from the Gemara. That Be'etzim we have Abdullah in a Shemayna Esau of Mayerim. We also have Abdullah in the Alakos that we do afterwards. Oh, Baruch Hamadim. It's another type of Abdullah. Very good. Shkoyach. Is the Maizel like this? So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Alitah tells us Mefurish that until you've done Havdalah, whatever Havdalah means, it is absolutely forbidden to do any type of Malacha Bechlal. Right? That means, Rabbi Sai, it remains Shabbos Kodesh until you have made what we call Havdalah. Until you've done whatever we're going to say, what Chazal wanted us to do for Havdalah, it is 100% Shabbos, and not the Reisa. If a person, for example, does Boire on a Motzei Shabbos before Havdalah, are we going to give him skila? I've got the nisht. We're not going to give him skila. It's a rabbonadika Shabbos. I've got a problem. It's Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. That's very, very important. So what do we do, Lemaisa? So either you can say, Baruch HaMavdav Ben Kodesh Tachol, that's already a shtekal Havdalah. Or you say, Atachon Tonim, for example, in Shemoneh Esra, or the actual Havdalah, Ala Kos. Those are the three things that you're allowed to do. Now, it's very important. Sometimes a lot of people, for example, they're on their way to Ma'ariv, and they want to pick up their matches for, you know, whatever it is that they're going to be doing afterwards. So taking their matches is mukta. That's a ma'isa of what? That's a ma'isa malacha. So people don't chab. They think, I'm on the way to Ma'ariv. It's well past the zman of the luach of Motzei Shabbos. No, ma'baya, Motzei Shabbos. The chas v'sholom. You have to say a havdol. You can say, Baruch HaMadu because Shechol. I'll take the matches and off you go. No problem. Switch on the light, switch on the light. Hey, no problem, Bechol. But you have to note that, you know, they say a ma'isa. Shlomo Zalman Zatzel. I had to check this with the son of Israel. Oh, but they say with Shlomo Zalman, every single time, Motzei Shabbos, he went into a taxi here in Eretz Yisrael, he said to the taxi driver, Shavua Tov. And then the taxi driver said back to him, Shavua Tov Arav. Why? Because maybe this taxi driver didn't make Havdalah. And Shavua Tov is a very, very busy evidica type of Havdalah. And he didn't want to be goyim this taxi driver from doing Malacha before Havdalah. So Shlomo Zalman, before he got the skili, before he actually started driving off, said to him, Shavua Tov, so he said, Shavua Tov back, Havdalah, and off he goes weiter. That's the ma'aseh they bring down from Shlomo Zalman, that's all. Now, Malacha, let's talk about Malacha for a moment. First of all, you have to know, there's an unbelievable Zoya HaKadosh. The Mishnah Berurah brings it over here, Sikot and Mem. Mishnah Berurah brings the Zoya. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a Bal Nefesh, a Chosh of a Yid, shouldn't be doing any Malacha until it is Atah Kodesh. As we know, we say after Ma'ariv, we say the Inoyim, and we have Atah Kodesh, which is Sidra Kedusha, which we said, and then the Neshamas are going back to Gehenna, and Gansam Mahalach. Beautiful. Zog the Zoya, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like this, the Halacha, that Einoch Inami, it's enough for you to say, Baruch HaMavdom B'Kodesh Tachol HaMotzei Shabbos, and you can do Malacha. Oh, but Zog the Zoya, that's why Paskin the Chovetz Chaim LaHalacha LaMaisa. A Bal Nefesh should try not to do any Malacha until he said the Atah Kodesh in Ma'ariv. As Gedekat, there's a Mu'udik Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Graz over here says an unbelievable thing. If a person does Malacha before Va'ata Kodesh, the Kedush over there, Lashon of the Graz, I quote, Eino Raya Simen Bracha La'olam Ma'osa Malacha. Wow. That's the type of halacha that we see by cholamoid, or by all these sorts of, you know, all these sorts of times where you're not doing halacha, right? I have yontif, these sort of things. I have Shabbos we spoke about. Abazut b'rav shulchan aruch, to do halacha before a person says the atah kodesh, he will never see simon bracha from that halacha. So that's a tremendous yisoid that I think people should remember. Now let me go back to. We know there's a halacha in shulchan aruch for etzem in reish samigimel that. Oh, so we said yesterday that the after colors that we say the Inoyim is the ikur reason why we try and delay Ma'ariv. Because that's exactly how you state in the Zoya. That's when the Neshamas go back to Gehenna. So you want to try and delay it as much as possible. So it's when they go back to Gehenna, that's probably why the Zoya says over here, Malacha also got the same Shaykh. Very good. Now, there's a halacha in Reisham Megimel that tells us a story. Let's say, for example, you're in a kibbutz. You're in a kibbutz for Shabbos. And it's Erev Shabbos. And you say to yourself, you know, I'm not ready for Shabbos right now. I still need to have a shower. I'm still need all the sorts of things. And the kibbutz has one shul. When the kibbutz has one shul, this one shul is makabel Shabbos, I don't know, an hour before Shabbos. That's the kibbutz mahalach. They do it an hour before. You have to go like them. You nigra acharat sibur. That means if your shul accepts Shabbos at 6:30, 6:30 is Shabbos for you. That's how it works. Nothing you could do about that. Happens to be that nowadays people don't generally jump in so many shuls, so we go from one to the other. There's a mocha to be made normally. But that's why I give an example of a kibbutz. Because it happens that one shul in one kibbutz, that's the tzibur. Now, does it apply to Motzei Shabbos? I'll give an example. You go to Netanya. You go to Sanz. Yeah? You go to Sanz. I'm going to go to Netanya. I want to have a gavaldiga uplifting Shabbos in Netanya in Sanz by the Rebbe over there. Oh, so you go to Sanz. If you go and notice over there by Sons, they have a calendar, and there's a rip in the middle of the calendar. What's the rip of the calendar? Boshet. They ripped out any type of Ma'ariv that could be anywhere before Rabbeinu Tam. No such thing. They don't even go with some Ma'ariv, and it's us that have a Ma'ariv in such a place. Why? Because they hold Rabbeinu Tam is the Ikka Halacha, as they pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Kamer Mekoyimus, and... What? It's also, of course, it's free, Ken Rab, but in the Sanz itself, it's a bayah. So I'm asking, no, generally it's also. So I'm asking like this. If the tzibur decide to take Shabbos later, you're in the Sanz, they take it out by Rebbeinu Tam, are you allowed to take Shabbos early, even if you're not a Sanzer? But that's the tzibur that you're in. We just said by Erev Shabbos. But it's tzibur, for example, if you went to Sanz, you have to take on whenever they take on. Or if you go somewhere else, take what they take on. What about that Motzei Shabbos? So the priest can say, but Motzei Shabbos doesn't work the same. By Motzei Shabbos, you could take it out whenever you want. Because by Erev Shabbos, it's Tzibu and Makabel Shabbos. So it becomes Shabbos for you. Whereas Motzei Shabbos, right now, it's Nacht. It's Choyl. It's weekday. The fact that you want to keep Shabbos for longer, that's your problem. That's an individual decision that you're not Nigrar Achad Tzibu. Yeah.
What happens, like, what makes something a kibbutz? What makes it, like, far out? Like, let's say I'm in
any place that has one shul, doesn't matter.
Let's put it this way, a community that has one shul.
Okay, but I can still walk to.
In Achanamik, but if that's your shul, that's where you're going to be davening. For example, let's say in America, you know, that's called the kibbutz. You can say, this is my shul, I daven here every day, that's my shul. And your shul say, we're making Shabbos at 6:30. Half 6 is Shabbos.
Let's say you don't daven only by that shul.
Nowadays, the halacha is very, very shvach. Because we all go from here to there to everywhere, right? So maybe that's why we don't really have this halacha. Where do we have it? Maybe in a place like Gate Center. Gate Center, the whole shtot makes Shabbos at one time. It's not only sometimes here, sometimes there, I assume, right? I'm not sure goes there. Right? You have this sort of place that everybody does it around about the same time. And again, if you're in a place where everybody's doing different and you're going to shul that later, so nachanam, you don't have to get Shabbos by there. But you have to know this. It's a very important halacha. Let me get in later. Okay. How about eating before Avdolah? How about eating before Avdolah? So, like any mitzvah, every other mitzvah is basically the same halacha. When the zman for the mitzvah arrives, it is also for a person to go along and start eating. So Mimela, Zut the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Reish Tzadi Tes, that when the zman for Havdalah starts coming in, it's also to eat. When is the zman? Shkia. That's why, for example, if a person is not eating Shabbos Shudas, start in the middle of eating Shalosh Shulis from before Shkia, so of course you can continue, no Shalosh Bachal. But if you ate Shalosh Shulis already 2 hours before, now you want to have something to eat. Shkia, it's too late.
Can't. You can't.
Oh, so that's a different Shalosh. So the person can say, you shouldn't do that. It's best for a person not to. That's why let me talk about Shalosh Shulis in a moment. Let me go to Seder. Lemaisa, the Arizal brings down that Yesh Nizorim Afilo on water. Afilo on water. When this man for Avdolah arrives, to drink a cup of water is a bayan. You shouldn't do such a thing. It starts from Shkia, right? Now, Lemaisa, what about Avdolah making Shemoneh Esrei? After Ma'ariv, we basically made Avdolah in Shemoneh Esrei. No, we have to wait for the Avdolah, like, in 20 minutes, but we already made Avdolah. So the mitzvah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You cannot drink at that time. You have to wait till the complete mitzvah is done. When is that? Havdalah ala kos. Except for women. Women have a different shayla that I'm not going into right now. If a woman davens ma'ariv and she says havdalah with it, ein shom. But a man that davens shmoneh esrei by ma'ariv, and you said a havdalah, you said the chon dolly, you said a madda because you're chol ready. So basically, you do all malacha now. But you can't eat. Why?
Water, no.
Oh, water, maybe you could be makom. Water be'esiv you can be makel. Water be'esiv you can be makel. But food you can't have. Let me be masbir for a minute what I mean by food. Normally like this. Let me explain. For example, Be'ez Hashem, when we discuss Hilchos Chanukah, we'll explain, for example, the same halacha by Megillah on Purim and all the other mitzvahs as well. Tkir, Shofar, similar shayla. When a mitzvah comes, you can't just start eating. Why? What's the chashash? Oh, very good. Your choish is that if you start eating, what's going to happen? Forget about the mitzvah. Right? Okay. In Cain, the shayla over here is not that way. Over here, we're not worried that you might actually come to miss out the mitzvah. Over here, we're worried about something else. Here, we're worried that it's not right to eat before you've done the mitzvah properly. Now, if the reason is we'll forget, so we say by Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Purim and Hilchos whatever, Tkir Shofar, so you're allowed to have a little bit of mezonos, you can have fruit, you can have vegetables. Why? Because you're not kaveh suda. Since the reason over here of Havdalah, people make this mistake, they think it's like everything else. I can have an apple, I can have te'imah, mezonos, and these things, it's nishtazoi. Since the reason Havdalah is not because maybe you'll forget, because if it was only because of that, you'd have enach anami, then only bread would be asa, or too much mezonos. But since the reason is it's not really for a person to be oisik in achila, koidim Havdalah, before he's done the mitzvah, every single morsel of food is nechlal in his halacha, and nothing should be eaten before Havdalah, except like you said, for mortar. Water you give him ekel. But everything else above is a problem. So again,
what's the thing? It goes back. If you didn't say, I don't know.
Very good. We're going to get to that. If a person forgot to say Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, and he ate, we knas him in Yisrael Daven again. It's an unbelievable thing that we don't find anywhere else. If we have time, we'll try to be masbir. Maybe not now, maybe a different time. But it's like a gewaldige halacha, that one. What's that? Yes. If a person, let me make this clear, but again, the halacha will speak out later. Let me this clear. If a person daven ma'ariv on a motzei Shabbos, he forgets to say in Atachonin Havdalah. Happens all the time, right? He forgets to say Havdalah. You forget to say it in ma'ariv. Then, for some reason or other, you ate a banana. Ate a banana. You have a chiv to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Chiv! So you start passing off in the Shulchan Aruch HaMishavur. You have to daven again.
Drink water, it's like the same
thing. It's a shayla. We'll get to it. I'll get all the details of that halacha. We'll get to Be'ez Hashem later on. Now, let's continue over here. Shalosh Shuras we mentioned. So to start Shalosh Shuras before Shkia and to continue Imal Adab, but that's Boshet. And no shayla bechlal. Oh, but to start after Shkia, so you have to know, here in Eretz Yisrael, Be'etz and the Poskim are Mekel. It's a mitzvah for a person not to do. So lemaisa, a person can wash after Shkia. How long? It's a big shayla in the poskim exactly how long. 10, 15 minutes after Shkia, then you could lemaisa still wash and you're okay. That's clear over there. Now, let's continue now with a couple more divin halachas over here. I want to get the ikkah, but the other shaylas I wanted to get to with the real shaylas of the wine. If I don't have wine, can I use milk? And what about with the nails? What's, how exactly to hold our fingers against? This is something I really want to speak out, because this is people don't know what they're doing with the nails. Everybody's bitten with the nails. Everybody's got a different mahalach with the nails, what he does. I want to see what's the halach about it, right? What do we do? How much wine do you have to pull down your pockets to get the school of Ashiras? I mean, these are serious shaylas. Serious shyness. Okay, let's go. Lemaisa, by Shalosh Shuras, right? If you bench ala kois, which you mentioned in Hilchos benching, that avadat is a mitzvah with three people for a person to bench al hakois. So what we do is we don't actually drink that kois. Or benching, ki yadu, everybody knows, is we keep that kois for the havadola. That's what we do, lemaisa. Now, if a person stops in the middle of Shalosh Shuras, sometimes it happens they're making a big Shalosh Shuras, for example, a bar mitzvah, this is very shkiach. They make a big bar mitzvah Shalosh Shuras, and people want to already start davening ma'ariv because it's late and whatever, so they'll stop in the middle of davening ma'ariv. They can't just continue eating. They have that mistake. They think, oh, I'm in the middle of the suda, shalosh shuras. No, go back to the table and continue eating. Once you made ma'ariv, it's too late. You have to wait now till havdalah. Now,
so you don't say
or say, once you've done havdalah, for sure you can't say or say. That's the big zach. Sorry?
You want to make a dollar before you bench?
Are you allowed to make a dollar before you bench? Be'etzem? Yeah, if it's nacht, it's not. But you can't. You can continue eating. Yeah, you could do that.
I said, if you hear it.
Hear what?
If you hear
a dollar. If you had kavanah to be yaitzen, he had kavanah to be moitzim abaya. It's very good. Now.
Then you can't say it.
Yeah. Then you can't say mitzvah. You lose out on the maila. As we said yesterday, the longer you keep Shabbos, the more mitzvahs you're getting. So if it's shy for you to keep Shabbos a few more minutes and here Abdullah later on, it's like a baldiga mile of Kedusha Shabbos. Every moment, you know, the priest can bring down the Kedusha Shabbos that a person has on Shabbos stays with him the whole week. The more Kedusha Shabbos that he has on Shabbos, the more Kedusha and Shmira that he has during the week. It's a tremendous thing. So the Kedai, as we said yesterday, it's Kedai for a person to try and delay Shabbos a little bit. Even if it's a minute or two, it's a wonderful mitzvah for a person to do, and he gets wonderful, wonderful scar. Let's continue a little bit weiter into the sugya of Havdalah over here. Now let's say, oh, very, very good. Let's say a person did not make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. For whatever reason, he didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, whatever reason it was. What's the Shaila? Is he allowed to eat? We just said now. There's an issa for a person to eat Kodim Abdullah. So what does he do if he can't make Abdullah? What does he do? He goes somewhere for Shabbos. They don't provide Abdullah. He has to wait till he comes back all the way over here, 3-4 hours later, that he comes back. He's not going to get Abdullah. Is he allowed to eat? Well, he has to fast. Like, what's the halacha? How does it work? So Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel in Rishon Litzes tells us, if you expect to get wine or have Abdullah by Chatzos, then yes, you should fast. That means, if you stumble for Shabbos on a Motzah, it's a very shir, by the way, I have to tell you, three times people call on a Motzah Shabbos, they come far away, for every reason they didn't bring Havdalah with them in their, I don't know, camping event, and who knows where it was, now they're coming back, it's going to take 2.5 hours to get back. What are they meant to do? So the Ikedin, La Halacha, the Mishabura Paskins, and Sikkot and Yutes, La Halacha Lemaisa, Reisali Tes, look at that, Mishabura says Mufurish. If you're expecting to get wine by Chatzois, if you're coming back to Yeshiva, whatever it is, by Chatzois, Avadu, you should fast, unless you're weak or you're not feeling well. The person's not feeling well. He's weak. He can't cope to fast. And then Abada, he can eat. There's no problem. If a person is not going to get wine or grape juice by Chatzos or whatever it may be, so then the Maisa, he doesn't have to fast. He can eat after Atachon Tonu. What's that? Oh, so that's the shayla we're going to get to. Are you allowed to do Abdullah and Chama Medina? It's a shayla, maybe we'll speak about that. We're going to be kiddish as well. Are you allowed to use whiskey? Are you allowed to use milk? Are you allowed to use tea? Orange juice? Coca-Cola? These are the shaylas of Chama Medina. Yeah.
Keep it short, no?
It depends where you are.
Oh, no. Cold coffee.
Okay, I hear. No, okay, could be. This is about the moment a person gets to the place where he goes, he should make Abdullah immediately. There's no Shaila Bakhlal, he shouldn't wait. He should immediately do it and get Havdalah over there. Now, okay, as you know, the more things we're going to continue now is the Esim on the actual Seder of Abdullah itself. I just want to continue. I just want to finish with one last thing. Tomorrow we'll start with the actual minhagim and seder, how we do Abdullah and what's the best way to be yotz the mitzvah for all the poskim. Is first of all azoy. There's a gemara in Pesachim Kufiyot Gimel Shavuos Daf Yud Ches that says there are three people that get olam haba. Three people get olam haba. Number one, those people that live in Eretz Yisrael, raise children with Torah, and mavdil on yayin. Unbelievable. Three things. Have to figure out the connection between all three. Again, live in Eretz Yisrael, that's something else. The half of that is unbelievable. Live in Eretz Yisrael, raise your children for Torah, and your mavdil on yayin. It's an unbelievable story. That's something Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. It's all the different inyanim of how exactly to do the mitzvah of Abdullah in the correct oifin. Is Be'ez Hashem, join us tomorrow at 6:15 for the Seder Hadvorim of Abdullah itself.